Whitney Houston was an American singer and actress whose first four albums released between 1985 and 1992 amassed global sales in excess of 86 million copies. Who was Whitney Houston? Born on August 9, 1963 in New York, New Jersey, Whitney Houston released her debut album at age 22 and scored three number one singles. Whitney delivered four or more number ones and earned Houston her first Grammy, with later albums including I'm Your Baby Tonight from 1990 and My Love Is Yours from 1998, as well as soundtracks to The Bodyguard in 1992 and Waiting to Exhale in 1995. With her marriage to singer Bobby Brown in 1992 and in using drug use, Houston's career got off track. She eventually made a comeback with 2009's I Look to You and also co-starred in the film remake Sparkle. Houston died from accidental drowning in a hotel on February 11th, 2012.
In early 2012, Houston was rumored to be experiencing financial trouble, but she doesn't disclaim. She in fact seemed to be poised for a career upswing. Houston worked on a new musician film, Sparkling, with June Sparks, a remake of 1976 movie about an all-girl musician group similar to the Super Miss. She had reportedly been appointed to join the singing competition The X Factor as a judge. Unfortunately, Houston did not live long enough to see the Nazis come back rich fusion.
Whitney Houston died at the age of 48 on February 11, 2012 in Los Angeles at a Beverly Hilton hotel where a Grammys party was being held by Clive Davis. Houston had been seen out in the days before her death, including at one of the pre-Grammys parties. According to a report released by Los Angeles County Coroner's Office on March 22, 2012, the official cause of her death was accidental drowning. The effects of her heart disease and cocaine found in her system were contributing factors as well. With her passing, the music world lost one of its most legendary stars. Davis once said that Houston is in the great tradition of great, great singers. Whether it's Lena Horne or Ella Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan or Gladys Knight.
Daughter Bobby Houston dies with much trauma after the death of her mother. She was hospitalized immediately after the passing of Houston due to emotional trauma, but later spoke with Winifred about returning to her mother's home and feeling her mother's presence. Houston left everything to her daughter, but with grandmother Queen's fearing that the forest could become the target of present sister-in-law Pat, Houston became the executor of the estate.
Mari Cristina had public conflicts with her grandmother over the publishing of the Houston biography Remembering Whitney. In early 2014, she reported to have been married to Nick Gordon. He had been taken in by Houston during his childhood and raised with Bobby Christina, yet later reports stated that they weren't legally wed. In another confrontation, she made disparaging comments via Twitter about Angela Bassett after she opted to cast a trained actress in the lead role of Houston biopic instead of Bobby Christina.
On January 31st, 2015, nearly 3 years to the date of her mother's death, Bobby Christina was was face down in a bathroom in her Roswell, juggled home by expert Max Lomas after being admitted to Northfield Hospital. She was eventually taken in Emory University Hospital, having been placed into a medically induced coma.
Bobby Brown and Grandmother Kissy visited her bedside amid calls for public support and prayer. With the public candlelit vigil held on February 10th in suburban Atlanta. Bobby Christina Brown died on July 26, 2015 at Beechtree Christina Hospice in Duluth, Georgia. She was 22 years old. Investigations remain ongoing in the circumstances of how the young woman was found on her home situation with Gordon. It was also revealed by the Associated Press via police reports that days before she was hospitalized, Bobby Christina had lost control of a Jeep she was driving and crashed into another car, with two people receiving medical attention.
Whitney Houston abused, saving all my love for you. How will I know in 1985? Whitney Houston received her debut album, Whitney Houston, almost instantly became a pop sensation. Over the next year, her hit singles Saving All My Love For You and How Will I Know helped the Embers reach the top of the chart, where it stayed of 49 concert weeks. Houston was won a Grammy in 1986 of Saying All My Love For You. The award was presented to the singer by her cousin, Dionne Warwick.
Whitney's album, I Wanna Dance With Somebody, followed the monumental success of her first album with a second release, Whitney, in 1987. That record, too, went platinum many times over and won a Grammy for the single, I Wanna Dance With Somebody, with a successful world tour following. During this time, the singer also appeared at a concert for Nelson Mandela's birthday and founded the Whitney Houston Foundation for Children, a nonprofit organization that founds projects to help needy children all over the world.
By 1992, Whitney Houston was on top of the world, but her life was about to get very complex very quick. That year, she married the R&B singer Bob Brown, formerly of New Edition. After a three-year marriage, at first, the marriage was pretend a loving, but things turned so as the decades progressed, and both Brown and Houston both stayed about an increasing being over, with Houston later arguing the immunization about for Brown and divorce violation.